We've all read harsh reviews of books, of restaurants, of movies. Here's what critic Roger Ebert had to say about the number one movie in the country this week. Quote, "The new version of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is a contemptible film, vile, ugly, and brutal. There is not a shred of a reason to see it." Phew. But consider a long-ago review of a book about English poetry written in 1886. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca talks to New Yorker writer Rachel Cohen about what might be the toughest review of all time.
Rachel Cohen, England, 1886. Literary criticism is something of a blood sport, and a publication known as the Quarterly Review is the umpire. A Cambridge professor, Edmund Gosse, has just written a book about classical poetry. And who was Edmund Gosse?
Edmund Gosse was a hopeful literary heavyweight who was actually a lightweight. He was trying to become a major literary critic and historian, and he had just gotten this job at Cambridge University. He was very worried that he wasn't quite up to it because he didn't have a university education. And this was his first real attempt at the big arena.
So Gosse writes this book, and it falls to John Churton Collins to review it. Who's Collins?
Another literary hopeful who had been trying to establish himself as a critic and scholar and had been turned down for a position at Oxford. And he was also a university reformer, so he was trying to make a high level of education more widely available. This meant that he was particularly irritated at the slovenliness of Gosse's scholarship.
Oh, so tell me, what was the main gist of the review, this terrible, very bad review?
These 41 excoriating pages. Yeah. He said that Gosse had made up dates, which in fact he had. He said that he had switched the careers of major figures in British literary history, which in fact he had. He just laid out all of the errors that every scholar has terrible dreams will be laid out in that way.
Was the Quarterly Review such an important publication that this review really hurt Gosse's career or his pride?
It was the publication of record, and it was a place where everybody saw that he had really made a series of inexcusable errors. On the other hand, weirdly, it had not very much effect on his long-term career. He didn't lose his position at Cambridge. People mostly sort of rallied around him.
But of the two, if a contemporary student were to come across one, it would much more likely be Gosse, because
absolutely.
He wrote a very famous memoir.
Yeah, called Father and Son, which is a beautiful book and which was widely read and has never been out of print. And, people have never heard of John Churton Collins, and many people have heard of Edmund Gosse.
In reading your article, I just got the impression that Gosse was just more suited for something like a memoir, which doesn't have exacting standards of truth-telling, and he was out of his depth when he wrote about Shakespeare and when he wrote the book that got this excoriating review.
Yeah, Edmund Gosse had actually a kind of talent for distortion, and that's something that's really interesting in a memoir. You want the kind of strangeness of experience, of personal experience, which was his real interest. And John Churton Collins' talent was for exactness and accuracy, which is good for scholarship, so that they were completely at odds in that as in everything else.
And whatever happened to John Churton Collins?
John Churton Collins didn't make out very well. Sadly, he again applied to be a professor at Oxford. He was again turned down. He just got more and more melancholy, and just after Father and Son was published to great acclaim, he was found dead in a ditch near Lowestoft, believed possibly a suicide. So it really didn't work out for him.
Rachel Cohen wrote the article, A Very Bad Review for The New Yorker. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
That interview by Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca. And speaking of reviews, the Day-to-Day letters editor is complaining he's not hearing enough from you. Please send reviews of our show, complaints, questions, and kisses, of course, to daytoday@npr.org. Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.